Listen. Listen. It's a full moon tonight. And it's gorgeous outside and everybody's asleep. I'm gonna go sit by the dock and just look at the moon. And I want you to come with me. Yeah, come on. Come on. Please, you went to bed before everybody else. What time it? It's midnight.
It reminds me of a song.
Let me take you on a midnight voyage. Come on, let's take advantage of this rare tranquility. There are so many people in this house.
Don't you dare roll back. I swear to God, I'm gonna start.
Let me take you on a little trip. I'm only gonna get louder. Come on, come on.
Awesome. Awesome. Just get dressed and meet me outside, okay?
You are gonna be so glad you did this. God, I love nighttime at the lake, especially when there's a full moon. It's like there's just magic in the air. God, even the air seems cleaner. Did you just smile?
No way.
Here, look. There are two chairs just waiting for us to sit on. All right. Just sit back. And enjoy the scenery. See? I told you it was beautiful out here. What was that? No, I didn't hear you over the water. What'd you say? Okay. All right, I'll drop it. You know, I don't think I said thank you for agreeing to come with me to the lake. This is always, my family can be a lot, and coming to these things solo is just brutal and awkward, because everybody's paired up, and I never am, and oh, it's just awful. I'm usually the only single person at any family event, and this is like our annual family gathering. And it just, you know, makes it even more apparent that I don't have someone. So, talking about that, I haven't been 100% truthful with you. So, when I called to invite you to come with me, I told you that it was because my ex bailed, and that wasn't actually 100% true. I told him not to come. I broke up with him. I'm sorry. I know I wanted to correct you every time you called him an idiot. I don't know. It was a silly white lie, I guess. You did have to ask that question, didn't you? Oh, God, I don't even know where to start. Things were okay, I guess, and then we got right up to the trip, and I couldn't see him here with me. I couldn't see him fitting in with my family. He never really showed up for me like you did, and you always show up for me even when you don't have to. So it just started to piss me off. So I told him not to come. Why do you do that anyway? It's like, anytime I need you, you're right there. Like this, like choosing to hang out with my crazy family. It's crazy. It's insane. Oh, speaking of my crazy family. What's my favorite memory of the lake? Okay, so there was this one time we were here when I was in high school, and my dad wanted to get up really early and go fishing, and nobody wanted to go with him. And so I felt sorry for him because he looked a little hurt that nobody wanted to hang out with him, and so I agreed to go. So we got up at the crack of dawn, and we went out, and we caught no fish whatsoever because obviously I scared them all away. But we talked the whole time, and he told me about my grandfather who died before I was born, and it was just a really good day. This must be so weird for you, being around my family like this. There are a lot of us, and we're really loud. It can be a little overwhelming, I'm sure, especially for someone who's a little on the quiet side like you. Well, at least you have been for the last few days. I'm not quiet, but you knew that. It's come and go. It's getting a little chilly. Can I ask you for a weird favor? Can I sit in your lap? I just want to be close to someone. Yeah? Okay, hold on. Okay, I'll lay back on you. Let me just turn so I can look at your face, okay? Did you know that you're the first person I've ever invited out like this? Yeah. I come out here all the time alone, but I love the moon and I love the way it looks on the water. But I never really had anyone I wanted to share it with. It used to make me so sad. Face looks different in the moonlight. Everything does, doesn't it? My grandmother used to say, the full moon brings us a little closer to the eternal. I'm sorry. I don't know what's gotten into me. That's a lie. I've wanted to do that for a while now. Deep down, I'm pretty sure that's why I invited you in the first place. I want to be around you. God, I hope I didn't mess everything up. Will you say something? I swear to God, if you don't say something, I'm going to start singing again. I'm going to do it. Search Klingon. Wait. Are you kissing me because you want to kiss me or because you just want me to stop singing? You know what? It doesn't really matter. For so long. Take off my touch me. Me all over. Feel me. Oh, put your hands on me. I like how that feels. Your forehead against mine. An idea. Yeah. I think we should go to skinny dipping. Yeah. I do think we should go skinny dipping. No, no underwear, no shorts. You gotta be buck ass naked, up to no good. Are you in? I'm not gonna stare at you. I won't look at you, but I am sitting in your lap, and I can feel what you got going on, and it feels pretty good. Okay, I'll go first. Okay, let me stand up. I'm gonna get over here where you can see me. Slip my bra strap down, and then I'll slip the other one down, and then reach back, and free the girls. If you're super nice, I might give you a little jiggle too. I'm going to take off my shorts. Let me just turn around for that. Pull them down to my ankles. I just step out. And the only thing left are my panties. Shimmy out of them. Ta-da! Buck-ass naked. Okay, your turn. Strip. Very nice. Are you gonna give me a little wiggle? I like it. Come here. What are you doing? Oh, we're dancing now? You like my singing, huh? I take a little journey. I take a pleasure trip. Thank you. Thank you for this. And for always being there when I need you. Let's jump in feet first, like we got nothing.